Alright, I will say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up in Perek Chaf Dalet and the red edition page Resh Mem Ches in Mesilas Yesharim. So remember, again, we're speaking in the topic of Yiras Hashem, or I should say the topic is Yiras Achit, fear of sin. So the Ramchal told us yesterday that Yiras Achit essentially takes on two different forms. There's what he calls Yiras HaOnesh. There's a fear, I will call it a fear of punishment, that a person realizes if they do something negative, ultimately they're going to be punished. So there's that element of fear. But then there's also Yiras HaRomimos. There's a fear, we're going to really substitute the word you'll see later on as a more of a reverence for the Romimos, for the greatness of the Ribono Shel Olam. So the idea, the distinction that Ramchal wants to make is Yiras HaChet, fear of punishment, is very simple and almost somewhat infantile. Right? I don't want to get patched, but it doesn't represent any higher level of relationship, as opposed to Yiras HaRomimos, which represents a recognition of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ramchal said, "Kol Eile Dvarim," he says, let's just pick up. Lasos davar neged ritzono shel bar yisparach v'yisal shmo v'hine zos ha'yira ein lo kol kach kala lahasigosa. Both said this yiras haromimus, this appreciation for the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not something that is so easy to acquire. Kiloti valid ela mitoch yedia v'haskala lehisponin al romimuso yisparach v'al pechisuso shel ha'adam. Because ultimately, the only way that a person acquires Yiras HaRomimos is through a contemplation of the greatness of God and a simultaneous contemplation of the shortcomings of man. Kol ele dvarim mitoldos haseichel hamevin umaskil. All of these are a result of an intellect that understands and is expansive. V'hi hayira asher samnuha lechelik sheni me'echad mechelki achasidot shasher zacharnu. So we'll say, remember again, Ramchal points out over here that when we speak about somebody as being a Yorei Hashem, we speak about someone ultimately again as having this fear of heaven. The fear of heaven that we often talk about and the fear of heaven that we extol is this Yiras HaRomimos. Ultimately, again, is this recognition, this reverence, this fear of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll say the reason why, Yiras HaOnesh is easy to come by. Why? Because punishment is something we can relate to. Punishment is something we understand. And therefore, Lemaisa, again, I understand that I can relate to the avoidance of pain. Yiras HaRomimos, a recognition ultimately again of the greatness of the Ribono Shel Olam. So that requires an intellectual understanding of God, and that's an element of relationship. Relationship often requires, again, incredible amount of effort, and relationship requires understanding. And it's this level of Yiras HaRomimos, this fear of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which comes from this appreciation and understanding of God, that's what we're focusing on now. Dahainu, Yiras Achet, he kemo chelek mi Yiras HaRomimos shezacharnu ukemo min bifnei atzmos. Well, so listen to this. So remember again, so far what we have is our two parts to what we'll call Yiras Achet, our two different forms of Yira, two different forms of fear or reverence. Part number one is Yiras HaRomimos, of recognition of, part number one is Yiras Achet, part number one is Yiras HaOnesh, a fear of punishment if I do something wrong. Part number two is Yiras HaRomimos. Yiras HaRomimos ultimately means what? A recognition or reverence for the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, once I have Yiras HaRomimos, as we're going to see, part of that is Yiras HaChit. Part of that is going to be a fear of sin. Now, what does that mean? So now let's go on. He says, "He kamo chelik miras haromus shezacharnu kamo min b'fnei atzmo." Now, we'll say, so remember, now what we have is we have yiras hachet as a function of yiras haonesh. So remember again, I have fear of sin, and the reason I'm fearing sin is because I don't want to get patched. And now I have a different kind of yiras hachet, a fear of sin, that's rooted in yiras haromimus, that is rooted ultimately again in the recognition, the fear, or the reverence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So what does this mean? Behind you, kihine in yanahu sheyihi ha'adam yare v'doeg tamid al ma'asov. Person has to constantly be thinking about and contemplating his actions. Penis arev bam eze shemetzchit. Well, so this is an incredibly high level, that a person has to always be thinking about his actions. Are my actions really pure? Or has there been some element of sin, some shemetz, some little bit of sin that's mixed in? O penyihi abam eze davar katan agadol, she'eno lefi godo kvodo yisparach v'rama muso shimo. Or I will say, the other question is there some element of my actions that's not befitting a relationship with God? Is there some element of my actions that in some way does not reflect the greatness of the Ribono Shel Olam? Let's just limit it one moment. V'hin charoa hayachas agadol shebein yirazu v'yiras haroma moshe zacharnu ki atachlis b'shnehem shelo la'asos davar neged rum kivodo yisparach. Amnam ahevdol shebeinahem sheba'avuro techashev kemin acher u'b'shem acher tikare ku kiras haromimos hu b'shas ha'maisa o b'shas ha'avoda o b'perak ha'avera. Dahainu, I'm just going to read two more lines, then I'll explain it. Dahainu, o b'shashu omeid u'mispalel o oveid sha'az yevosh v'yikalim v'yirash v'yirad mitnei rum kivodo yisparach o b'shash shemizdamenas ha'avera lefanov v'umakir b'shi ha'avera sh'yazo mila'asosa Leman asher lo yaase davar lamros einei kvodo chas v'chalila. So Rabbi say, Yiras HaRomimus says the following. Yiras HaRomimus says, I am in a relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. And therefore, everything I do in this world must be reflective of that relationship. And so, when I'm davening, so my davening has to be reflective of the fact that I'm in a relationship with God. And my chesed has to be reflective of the fact that I'm in a relationship with God. And all different things are supposed to ultimately be reflective of my relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. And therefore, again, when a person is tempted to sin, when a person is committed to tempt, is when a person is tempted to go ahead and commit an avera, so a person will say, I'm not going to do this. Why? Because this is not appropriately reflective of my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have too much reverence, I have too much respect, I have too much awe for the Ribono Shel Olam to engage in this negative act. But that's only in the negative. In the positive, what a person says is that Lamaisa, again, I recognize that I'm in this relationship and my actions must be reflective of that relationship. On the other hand, let's just read the next line. Ah, yiras ha'chet, however, on the other hand, that now I will say that all of that is what's called Yiras HaRomimus. So Yiras HaRomimus is what we would call, if you want to term it a little bit differently, we would call it God awareness. God awareness, that a person is aware, is ever aware of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me, I'm in a relationship with Him, and therefore everything I do, I want to make sure reflects the fact that I know there is that relationship. That's what he calls Yiras HaRomimus. On the other hand, what's Yiras Achit? Ach Yiras Achit, he b'chol eis u b'chol shah, dahainu b'chol rega hu yorei, pen yikoshal v'yase davar, o chatzi davar, sheneged kivod shemo yisbarach. Oh, so we'll say, so Yiras HaRomimus is an ongoing appreciation, understanding of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know that ultimately, again, I dwell within the presence of God. I have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, remember, that relationship recognition manifests itself in two ways. Number one, I want to try to avoid sin. That's number one. Number two, in the commission of my positive actions, I want to make sure that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing in the right way. On the other hand, what's Yiras HaChet? Bosse, this is quite profound. Yiras HaChet means I'm always fearful of messing up. I'm always fearful, maybe is even the wrong word. Ramchal used the word yare, but the truth is, I think the better word that I think is what Ramchal means is vigilant. I'm conscious of it, meaning I'm vigilant. Let's say, you know, one of the greatest things that we always have to be conscious of is the notion that we are never above sin. There's only one time in life when a person could be confident that they're not going to sin anymore, and that's when? That's when you're dead, right? So that, and by the way, that's the Mishnah of us. The Mishnah of us says, Al tamin ba'atzmecha ad yom osecha. do not believe in yourself until the day that you die. Because until you die, every single thing is possible. People say it's an incredible thing because people make mistakes all the time in life because they think, oh, I'm not susceptible to this taiva. Right? It's my simbachol yom. I can do this and it's okay. People say, I'll tell you, the truth is, contemporarily, just you should know, I think, and again, I'm running out of time for Ramchal, but, you know, I think contemporarily, one of the things that a person has to be very careful, it's my simchol yom, people go out drinking, and it's part of very much often of workplace things also. We'll say, you should know, again, a lot of bad things. I mean, we're learning with Sechas Sota. A lot of bad things. Harbe yayin, osa harbe shtos, right? A lot of wine, alcohol, gets people into all kinds of, and it's maisim b'chol yom. So people say, ah, not me. Not me. I'm going to go to the tavern, I'm going to go to this, I'm going to go to that, and it's not going to be any kind of problem. Don't worry about it. We'll say, it's not true. Each and every one of us are human beings, which means, as human beings, when there's an opportunity for taiva, the natural reflexive response of human beings is to take it. So a person has to realize that they're never above sin. The Ramchal says, that's yiras hachet. Yiras hachet means, I know who I am, but I also know my weaknesses. And I know that my weaknesses are such that lamaisa, should the opportunity present itself, then lamaisa, again, I may unfortunately take advantage of it. I just want to be ever vigilant that I don't do anything against the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'al kein, mikra yiras chet, ki kara yira min hachet shel yikonis v'yisarik b'masav machmas pshia v'yisrashlos o machmas ha'elem yiyeh be'ezidav v'shiyeh. And both say, what am I afraid of? See, in this, if you notice again, you see the distinction? We've used the term yiras chet in two different ways. In the first way we used it, yiras chet meant what? Yiras ha'onesh. I'm afraid of getting punished. This is much bigger. This is not about the punishment. This is about compromising my life standing. This is about eroding my spirituality. This is about doing things that fundamentally undermine the nature of the person who I am. And therefore, says the Ramchal, in this context, yiras chet means I know that I'm a human being and therefore I'm susceptible to things and I'm careful. I want to make sure that in everything I do in life, I'm afraid that there should not be any other negative influences, either intentionally, unintentionally, as a result of laziness, as a result of non-thoughtfulness. I'm ever vigilant to make sure that my actions remain on the derech hatov, on the right path. So we'll say same word, understood two different ways. Yiras hachet looked at in a very simplistic, almost infantile fashion. I don't want to commit averos because I don't want to get patched. That's fine, but that's a lower level of relationship. If we take it higher, where I have yiras haromimus, I have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I recognize the greatness of God, and I want to actualize that relationship in every single moment, in every single thing that I do. In that framework, in that construct, then yiras hachet means I'm scared that I'm going to lose what I've acquired. I'm scared that I'm going to lose what I've worked so hard for. I'm scared because it's so easy for sin to sneak in all different kinds of ways, in all different types of forms, even without me realizing it. Yiras hachet represents an ongoing vigilance to make sure that my actions are good and that my actions are free from chet. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up, still in the middle of Perek Chav Dalid, on Monday.